You're the mother of all, 궁적이 하리. 번 낮자리 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Gaura Premanandi Welcome to the Sunday feast. It's a beautiful day in a beautiful place. With lots of beautiful people and beautiful Krishna and Radha. Speaking of which, I would like to read the translation for what we just sang, because sometimes we forget, at least us English-speaking, primarily English-speaking people. We sing the Sanskrit and nothing goes off in our head, at least for me, about the English. Krishna is the lover of Radha. Turn down the reverb. Up. What's that? No. Who, me? Krishna is the lover of Radha. He displays many amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. He is the lover of the cowherd maidens of Raj and is the holder of the great hill named Govardhan. He is the beloved son of Mother Yasoda, the delighter of the inhabitants of Raj, and he wanders in the forests along the banks of the river Jamuna. I felt a particular need to read the translation because today's lecture is about love. And it is also about an understanding that many religions share this deep devotional ras. And we might not know about it because when we meet people from other religions, when we meet people from other religions, we get a very superficial or shallow understanding of where they're coming from. But ultimately, if one plumbs a little bit deep, one can come to an understanding that all religions are teaching, ultimately, love of God. Now, Krishna is Rasaraj. He is the king of relationships, the king of these loving emotions. All love, all devotion, all sacrifice, all praise, all beauty, all strength, all renunciation is Krishna is the cynosure. He's the center. And as long as we take care of that, no matter which part of the pond we may be throwing that rock into, if we're all throwing it in the center, Krishna, God, Allah, Jawa, Jah, Christ, Krishna, Christos, if we keep throwing in the center, if we keep taking care of Krishna first and foremost, then all will be okay. And these intersecting, Prabhupada once explained that if the stone is thrown in the center and the ripples go outward, but if you throw a stone over here, the ripples will come in conflict. So if we all come to a common understanding about what the center is, and all people from all different religions and all walks of life will understand that Krishna or God is the center. It may be different names, it may be a different cultural approach, but ultimately we share a common essence. And this is, I think, very important for us to understand when we are out preaching, that when a Christian may approach us who has a slightly open mind, what Prabhupada said was, I'm not here to change your religion, I'm simply here to make you a better Christian. So on that note, I have spontaneously today, actually I asked him a couple days ago, and I informed him today just before I began the lecture that I was going to quote from the Bible. Now, a lot of you have been brought up in the Vedic tradition, and so a lot of this is second nature. The Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, a lot of you have been so lucky enough to be brought up as devotees, so a lot of this is second nature to you. As far as I'm go, and as far as most Westerners go, we have a more of a Judeo-Christian outlook. And when we can match or parallel, compare rather than contrast the similarities of our devotion, it makes it all the more deep. In fact, it makes it almost infallible in our hearts when we find these parallels between the devotion that is offered in Bhakti Yoga in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition and the devotion that is offered in true Christianity. So I would like to offer my obeisance. Om Jnana Pramindrishya Jnana Jnana Salakya Chakshara Lumita Yena Tasmi Sigurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishya Stavitam Yena Bhutale Svaya Rupa Akranta Tarati Sapadantikam Panchakalpatrubhashya Kripa Sindhu Vishyavacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavano Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I actually okay. Make this a lot easier for everyone concerned. Okay, this has never been done before.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's two things.
It's one page. Radha Gopi Bala Bhakti. I want to begin this with an intimate quote from Prabhupada Lilamrita. The devotees, or a devotee within a group, had asked Prabhupada. Actually, this is on the last page, down at the bottom. When a devotee asked Prabhupada, what will please you the most? Now, of course, if you didn't have the answer right in front of you here, a lot of you might say, book distribution, Prabhupada, or learning the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, or following the four regulative principles very strictly and chanting 16 rounds, going out on Harinam Sankirtan, that will please you. And yes, all these things please Prabhupada and Krishna. But most importantly, Prabhupada hesitated a moment and then he said, what would please me most is if you love Krishna. So on that note, I would like to present, if you go to go to the third page. Here's a quote from Psalm. If anybody's familiar with Psalms, very beautiful poetry written in the Old Testament. It's considered a love song. That's what Psalm means. And much like the Bhagavad Gita, Gita means song, the song of God. So we have in Psalm 73:25, whom have I in heaven but you, and earth have nothing I desire besides you. So we're reminded of Queen Kunti saying that no wealth, no beauty, none of these things qualify us or brings us nearer to Krishna. None of this can bring us to a deeper understanding and intimacy with God. But that which is desire only, that all our thoughts should flow like a river, like the river Ganges, into the ocean. Christ came to teach, and Srila Prabhupada called him Lord Jesus. So, if that's enough, we can accept the things that Christ said. And the most important thing that Christ said is that of the commandments, the first and foremost, the greatest commandment, there on your page, he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So we can see in this that there's not much difference in what the end, the means to the end is all about. The details of how we go about this are also similar. I'm going to ask Amarnath Prabhu to give me quotes based on some of the sayings of Christ. Give me quotes from the Vedas, from the Gita. Once again, from Psalm 100. This is much like Sankirtan, congregational chanting. Make ye a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amana? This is second page. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Huh? That's right. There is no other way. There is no other way. If anybody else wants to come up with something, that would be wonderful. Romans 10:13. This is New Testament. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
This is Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 34 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says that kvachaham, that however fallen I am, kitava, I could be the biggest cheater possible, papo, I could be even dipped in sin, brahmagno, I could be so sinful that in the past I would have even offended brahmanas, nirapatrapa, I could have been the most shameless person in creation. Kvacha Narayana iti etat Bhagavan Namamangal. If I repent, atone for all of those mistakes, and I take complete shelter of the holy names of the Lord, doesn't matter who I am and what degraded qualities I have possessed in the past, the holy name of the Lord is so auspicious it saves me.
Haribo. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. This is in reference to the Pharisees asking, where is this kingdom of God? So this is very important. So we understand that constantly Prabhupada refers to sense gratification being our worst nemesis. But why is that? What's the practical understanding of sense gratification? We hear the word, at least I know that when I was a younger devotee. I was a younger devotee. I would hear the word sense gratification so much that it didn't even make sense to me anymore, except for, you know, the four regulative principles. But what is it? What is it about gratifying your senses? What it is, specifically, is it brings you outside. You are searching outside for things to bring you happiness, to bring you joy. You are contemplating the objects of the senses. You are attaching yourself to them. And because it is of material nature, it is temporary. It is illusory. It changes and it passes. And of course, it cannot bring the soul, which is chit, eternal, any happiness at all. So a lot of people get hung up on externals. And what we always have to remember is that it is, as Christ said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So when you think of the spiritual world, think not that this material world is one-fourth. It's here. Here's our bubble. And then over there or up there is Krishna. You know, it's all inside. In fact, like a flower, like a lotus, okay, blooms, okay, it comes outward. Actually, the scientists have determined that the universe itself is expanding forever outward. There's no end. It's just expanding forever outward. So actually, we have to go into the center. And it doesn't, we have this conception if we're somewhat on the material platform, which we all are, it's like, well, how, you can't go in, I'll hit my backbone. You know, like there's only so far I can go in. But you actually can go in forever. That's where the spiritual world is. It's within us. And that's why where Prabhupada would be, wherever a pure devotee is, that's why it becomes Vrindavan, because they are bringing the spiritual world with them. It's within them. It's not, we have to have pictures. We have to understand, and these things are true, but they're true in a relative sense that, you know, the Ganges flows down and hits the top of Shiva's head and eventually gets to earth and stuff like that. But this doesn't happen outside us. This all happens within us. So behold, the kingdom of heaven is within. So if you pay attention to what's going on within you, if you contemplate your thoughts, if you always remember Krishna at all times and in all circumstances, then all your external world will be taken care of. So here's another quote on that point. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these shall be added unto you. And this is pertaining to putting God's work first. And then you don't need to worry for the things of this earth. There are many quotes.
Which means if you water the roots of the tree, it's like feeding the stomach, and all the rest of the body gets fed. And the tree, all the branches, all the leaves, all the buds, they're also fed.
Yes. Beautiful. But what about the priority? I mean, you can just go about your day. You know, you get up in the morning and, you know, wait until night, late at night to get around to talk, you know, to chanting Krishna's name or you know, last thing before you go to bed, as you nod off, you could read a verse or two. And why does Krishna have to be the priority? Is there any scripture for that? Why Krishna, why God should be the first thing that you do in the day? Yep.
The Purana says that, if you put Krishna in the center, Krishna puts you in the center of his life. So, in the Brahmanda Purana, it is said that Putravan dhanavan loke dirgayur upajayate kamayate yamyam kamam tam tam prapnoti asamshaya. That if you put Narasimhadev as the center of one's life, then even the sunless get the sun, those who are short-lived get a long life, and all the subtle and gross material and spiritual desires are all satisfied just by putting Narasimhadev as the priority.
Yes. Christ said, those who have ears to hear will hear, and those who have eyes to see will see. What does that mean? That it's desire only. Do you have a quote for that? It is desire only which brings you to God. You have to desire Krishna first. You have to desire Krishna foremost. A quote on desire? Anyone?
Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, that those ones who are very much attached to sense gratification and sense desires do not engage in devotion, do not engage in devotional service. So Krishna is saying that when we're involved with sense gratification, we can't engage in devotional service.
Right. Christ said, you cannot love God and mammon. Mammon is the flesh. This is basically, you can't love this world, the things of this world, this dream. You cannot love it and love God at the same time. You can love the soul of every being, human or otherwise, but to be attached to this world is to stay in this world. Krishna says, as ye approach me, I reward ye accordingly. So, you know, Krishna's got better things to do than to, wait around and coax you on for things that you don't want to do. Christ said, you're either hot for me or you're cold for me, but if you're lukewarm, does anybody know the rest of that? I'll spit you out. So this is complacency within Krishna consciousness. Nobody here is cold for God. No one. I don't think anybody here is lukewarm for God. You're here. So we're all pretty hot, I think. But complacency can come every day. We have a choice of whether we are going to take care of the business of this world first or take care of Krishna's business. And I swear, I have my own business. I work 18 hours a day. I work 7 days a week. And the only way that I can maintain my sanity is to always put the chanting of Krishna's name first, no matter what. And it took me years to figure it out, but when I did, guess what? All else was added unto me. And I don't mean that Krishna just handed over, you know, results and stuff like that. What happened was is that you just don't feel it anymore. You do your business, you pull the string, and you let go of the arrow, and the arrow hits the mark. And that's because Krishna is in control. Just a couple other quotes. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And that temple is not just here. That's everywhere. A learned Brahmin... Can someone finish that quote? A learned Brahmin?
So, one by his knowledge can see the Brahmana, the dog eater, the cow, the elephant in equal vision.
Why do we see them with equal vision?
That the soul is eternal, and because the soul is eternal, it is also part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then we can see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in each and every one of those living entities.
So that when we see that we gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple. So we should try to seek Krishna in every person we meet, whether they be devotees, and that's pretty easy. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, you know, boom. Or, you know, someone you work with or something, you just always have to see through the windows of the soul that Krishna is there. That Krishna is there and there's a person who's part and parcel of Krishna. And that way one can always understand that we're all in this together. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. What is the actual desires of our heart? We hear this a lot. Does anybody have a quote like how if you delight in the Lord, if you seek Krishna, He will give you your desires, your deep desires? Does anybody have something for that?
And if you approach the Lord with devotion, then He approaches us and He rewards us accordingly. So the desires of our heart are finally fulfilled on the basis of our approach towards Him.
Right. A lot of us, and Prabhupada always said, unalloyed devotion. But a lot of us approach Krishna with, yes, Krishna, you know, wonderful, you know, Hare Krishna, but ultimately there's some things that we want. And Krishna does give us the things we want, but He gives it to us in such a way that we learn a lesson. Yes?
So there is a hierarchy on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Sakta Eva Shanta Mukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakari Ashanta. So the one who desires the jnana desires knowledge, and the yogi will desire mystic power, but the bhakta has no desire other than what pleases Krishna. So that is the ultimate placement of desire.
Right. And why is that the ultimate placement of desire? Because ultimately, the desire of the human heart can, and the answer to that desire is found in the Lord and His beauty. It is very important. Does everybody know the word extrapolate? Okay. Extrapolate is you have something in this world. It's sort of like an idea of on the spectrum of, let's say, beauty. You have beautiful things in this world. And then if you understand that these things can increase infinitesimally, because beauty is a thing unto itself. Strength is a thing unto itself. You have the strength of a human being, but from the perspective of a gorilla, that's not very strong at all. Okay? From the perspective of a little mosquito carrying malaria, and I remember Radhanath Swami said that once. He goes, if a little mosquito, the wrong mosquito, he goes, actually for you, if the right mosquito, if you went to India and the right mosquito bit you, K.O. Right? So we have strength, but if we extrapolate eternally, the source of that strength is Krishna. He floats planets. He creates universes by breathing. That's an expansion of an expansion of an expansion, creates universes by breathing. Krishna is busy Jamuna Tira Vanachari. So ultimately, everything we do here is a paltry, puny reflection. We're all playing at games here when we seek strength, wealth, renunciation, beauty. If we extrapolate the things in this world which make our heart do a little bit of this or turn our heads, and we know we all see things that are beautiful, whether it be a sunset or a beautiful person, or a beautiful animal, or a beautiful action. These things have their source in Krishna. And if we extrapolate eternally, then we have Krishna. So if we seek Krishna, It also says in the Bible, who are we that God should be mindful of us? Who are we that God, that Krishna should be mindful of us? We are Krishna's part and parcels. We are his children, and he is mindful of us. And if we seek him, then all that beauty, that kingdom within, that heaven within, comes out. And then the whole world and everything that this world has to offer pales. It soon becomes like a ghost. And pretty soon you find yourself making garlands all day and all night, or up on the altar every chance you can, or chanting all day long, or thinking, or actually looking forward to opening up the Gita, or just loving to be with and seeing the devotees. So I would like to read this last quote. This is from the King James Bible in Corinthians. Now, I'm using the word love here. The word originally from King James was charity. This would be on the second page. It begins, it says, King James Bible, Corinthians 1:13, love. Okay, the original word was charity. Charity back then meant love in action. Does anybody have an idea what our counterpart love in action is? Love in action.
Bhakti.
Bhakti. Devotional service. That's why Prabhupada didn't just throw around the word love. He said bhakti or devotional service. There's a lot of times in scripture that Prabhupada translated what was love to devotional service. Because love shows itself. Love is revealed. It is not just attraction or affection. It is shown by the selfless endeavor of the soul for another soul, love thy neighbor as thyself, or for the source, which is Krishna. So, in the Bible, it says, oh yes. Yes.
Done in charity, all of the sacrifices are performed, are actually performed for me, and I am the well-wisher of all living entities. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita.
Could you please repeat that again a little bit louder?
He says that all the tapasyas that are performed, all the actions that are performed, all the works that are done in charity are actually done for me, and that I am the well-wisher of all living entities. Mm-hmm. So Srila Prabhupada, in all of his letters, he always writes here, ever well
wish. And on that note, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and hath not love, it profit me nothing. So that's very important to know, that in all your things that you do, all sacrifices that you perform, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, hath love for Krishna. Remember Krishna. Now, what are the symptoms or what are the aspects or characteristics of love? Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. And Prabhupada used to use this particular word, and is not puffed up. Love is not puffed up. So, if you happen to accomplish something or happen to perform some thing and you start to feeling puffed up, you better deflate yourself before Krishna pricks you. All right? Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Notice the vernacular of her own, pakriti. Love does not seek her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, findeth no fault. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Love never faileth, but wherever there be prophecies, they shall fail. Wherever there be tongues, they shall cease. Wherever there be knowledge, gyan, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. This is very important. Somebody come up with a quote for this. For now we see through a glass, they mean mirror, darkly. But then, face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am also known. Yes? Slow down. Speak up.
That all the senses should be used in the service of serving the Supreme Lord. And I remember this quote because Srivijaya Raho spoke to me about it. And he said that we have to learn how to eat, sleep, drink, and dream in Krishna consciousness. Harishikesha, that means Krishna, who is the master of the Supreme Lord.
Yes, and we need to clean the mirror. Do you have?
Shreya Kairo Chandrika Vitaranas Vidhyavadhu Jivanam Anand Ambudhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Rataswadhanam.
English.
So Cheto Darpanam Arjunam. These are like the seven effects of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And the first is that it cleanses the mirror of one's consciousness.
So this is what love does, devotional service. It cleans the dust from this mirror. We will no longer see darkly. We will see clearly, and then face to face. We will know Krishna as we know ourselves. And then it ends. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And so once again, when the devotee asked Prabhupada, what will please you the most? Prabhupada hesitated a moment and then said, if you love Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And thank you everyone here for your wonderful knowledge and timeliness. I couldn't have spent weeks to come up with those lovely quotes. So now we are going to give thanks and praise the Lord. We're going to call upon the Lord's holy name in his temple. And in doing this, we will cleanse the mirror of our heart, and perhaps one day we will see Krishna face to face. And then it won't be so hard to love him. Hari Bol.